Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast. It is the 6th of May, 2025. I'm Andy Eubank, joined today by Eric Pfeiffer on the news. He's joined by Hoosier Farmers with our Tuesday crop tour around Indiana for planting updates. The Tuesday podcast is made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin is here, too, with an update on whether we see more rain and when the real drying will continue. And yesterday, the corn, soybean, and wheat markets all sold off, giving back more than the Friday gains. We'll have the numbers and John Zanker with Market Insights on the Hoosier Ag Today Tuesday podcast.
As a farmer, you plant millions of seeds every spring. You know that tomorrow's harvest depends on today's hard work, knowledge, and care. At First Farmers, we recognize that today's seed is tomorrow's success in both farming and finance. If you're looking for a bank that has been committed to agriculture for over 135 years and has the experience to prove it, let's talk. Learn more at ffbt.com or stop by your local branch. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Considering a career in agriculture, Michigan State University's Institute of Agricultural Technology offers in-state tuition rates for students from Indiana and beyond. With programs like Ag Operations, Forest Technology, and Food Processing, MSU IAT prepares career-ready graduates in 2 years. Our certificate programs are designed to launch your students' future in agriculture. Take the first step at iat.msu.edu.
It's time to go on the crop tour. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. Last week, USDA's National Ag Statistics Service said Indiana corn and soybeans were 10% planted. This week, corn in Indiana is 26% planted and 6% emerged, while Hoosier soybeans are 25% planted and 2% emerged. It's time to go around the state with Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday and check in with our farmers. Let's begin in Gaston in East Central Indiana and Jenna Scott.
Here in Delaware County, not much has been planted. We've been too wet to get into the fields to do even any field work, let alone planting. Hopefully by the end of this week, we'll be able to do something. Our weather forecast looks a lot better after Wednesday. I spoke with a farmer in Galveston, Indiana, who was finished planting his crops, so they missed a lot of the rains we got. Down south in Vincennes, they are also wet as well, not taking too many plants down there here lately, but their weather looks more fair towards the end of the week as well, so hopefully that will pick up.
Let's head west now and check in with Ryan Rippey in West Central Indiana. He farms in Tippecanoe, Montgomery, and Fountain counties.
Just kind of working on getting things organized and ready for the next stretch. We're pretty wet and got wet down pretty early last week, so wasn't able after Monday to get much done field work wise. Been working on getting fertilizers filled back up and seed and those sort of things. We're currently working on getting our planter cleaned out to switch over to our non-GMO waxy acres and just trying to get things ready for later in the week when it gets dried out.
Thanks, Ryan. Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday continues after this.
When you call Keystone, you're not just making a connection. You're dialing into service, solutions, and success. We're not just here to meet today's needs. We're building for tomorrow, advancing technology, growing opportunities, and driving innovation with the best team in the Midwest. Keystone is more than a business. It's a commitment to our farmer owners, our rural communities, and the future we're all cultivating together. Call the co-op that leads, serves, grows, and embraces the cooperative advantage.
Hoosier Ag Today's Crop Tour Tuesday is on the move to southern Indiana's Dubois County. Let's head to Ferdinand with J.R. Reisner.
This past week, we had a couple of days where we were able to get some corn and soybeans planted. The rain set in again late last week and has continued over the weekend. We've received a fair amount of rain, and it looks like it'll definitely keep us out for the better part of this week. After that, the weather looks like it will clear up, and I think we'll be able to make some progress towards the end of the week here. Definitely getting late in our area. Have some concern over the dates, and hopefully we'll be able to get planting completed here soon.
And we wrap up the tour today in Northwest Indiana's LaPorte County. That's where we find Denise Scarborough, who told us last week that it's been pretty smooth sailing up there After avoiding a lot of the rainfall, the rest of the state is seen.
We finally received some rain last week, midweek, but we were back in the fields Friday and Saturday continuing to plant corn. Had some more rain on Sunday, which is probably going to put us out of the field for a couple of days, but we're actually moving pretty well along. We grow quite a bit of specialty crops up here in Northwest Indiana. I know red gold tomatoes are going to be started planting this week and should be starting to plant seed corn within the next week or so. Hope you all stay safe and have a great week.
Thank you, Denise. We certainly hope that as well. By the way, the planting progress here in Indiana, it is now ahead of the five-year average pace and ahead of last year's pace by a considerable amount. Winter wheat progress, though, it's behind that pace. Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. Here's what's going on. We continue to see this pesky cutoff low pressure area just sitting and rotating over the eastern Corn Belt. That's rotating in lots of cloud cover and some additional shower action today. Now, the focal point is a little bit farther east, coming down through Michigan and then to northeast Indiana, east central Indiana. I'm not going to rule out precipitation anywhere else, but I think it's predominantly going to be those areas today. We can pick up another quarter of an inch or so in those areas through the afternoon. Everything winds down, and this low finally gets far enough to the east that it moves out overnight tonight. And I do think we get sunshine back to replace it on the western side. So partly sunny skies for Wednesday with a little bit of cloud cover trying to kick up overnight Wednesday night. Thursday is going to have a mix of clouds and sunshine, but with some warmer air building in, I can't rule out some heat-based instability. A few pop-up showers. I don't think it's any more than about 30-40% of the state, but I will also not be able to call it completely dry for Thursday. And then we go into Friday, and that's where we get dry weather back. We are sunny, warm, and dry to finish the week for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The warm and dry weather pattern continues next week, well above normal temperatures for the Monday through Thursday time frame. That's ahead of our next frontal boundary that shows up overnight Thursday night into Friday. Showers and thunderstorms there with a second batch coming through for Saturday the 17th and into Sunday the 18th. So, yep, I think we see a very active weather pattern as we head through the early part of the second half of May, but it's going to be preceded by warm, dry air. That's your window, I believe, to be able to get back into the fields, unless, of course, you just got waylaid with moisture over the past couple of days. I just don't see that coming together, but there is going to be a nice, warm, dry pattern for a good 5 to 7 days in between major rain events. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
At Beacon Credit Union, we're not just lenders. We're your trusted partners. We listen, advise, and support your financial success. Whether expanding your farm, upgrading equipment, purchasing real estate, needing operating funds, or refinancing existing debt, we're here for you. Start at beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured, EHO lender.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
A new week and everything sells off. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Monday Farm Market Review. I'm Ian DeEubank. This review brought to you by the Purdue Farm Stress Team. Gearing up for another long season can be stressful. Make sure you're taking care of yourself and your mental health this spring. Get more at extension.purdue.edu/farmstress. Final numbers from a disappointing day coming up. First, market analysis. I grab that at the end of the session from John Zanker, Risk Management Commodities. Corn, beans, and wheat all lower, and it's double-digit losses on the front-month contracts, John. So a rough day. If there were gains on Friday for some of these markets, they gave it all back for the most part on Monday. So we're having trouble getting a footing, and certainly a lack of news is a part of that.
Well, yes, we certainly don't have anything positive coming through on the tariff issue. I think eventually, if we make some kind of deal with the Chinese, that will have to include some pretty significant corn purchases at some point. There's just no other way that we're going to be able to meet any kind of target without that happening. But, is that days away, weeks away, months away? We just don't know. We really have a big planting window opening up, it appears. We'll have some planters rolling today in the Western Corn Belt in particular, maybe some parts of Northern Illinois, Minnesota. Iowa could be done by the end of the week in most areas. So, this will be starting my 45th year here in a couple of weeks. And when we plant quickly in the spring, it's pretty hard to rally futures. And obviously it's just as difficult to keep them from falling down. So I was hoping that maybe we were low enough to where we didn't have this kind of damage in store for us today. But appears I was a little over-optimistic with that, Andy.
Corn export inspections report again this morning was very good. Beans and wheat, I think you could call them disappointing. So obviously no help for beans and wheat, and a good report for corn didn't seem to matter.
It's not too difficult to understand why soybeans have been under pressure. Export demand has certainly been falling off. That's a seasonal thing. That's somewhat expected. We're seeing soy oil taking a pretty big hit today, and I think that's due in large part, if not completely. Well, we're seeing some weakness in crude oil, but again, just no movement on this biodiesel situation. And we saw a nice move upward on hopes that that would happen. But I think we're being reminded here that we have a director of the EPA, director of energy, those two guys are not biofuel friendly. So it's not going to be easy treading. And hopefully our congressman can overcome all of that and get some things done here in the coming weeks.
When you look at the corn and soybean markets, is there one of those that concerns you the most at the moment? And I know you've said it many times, you're pretty friendly corn. Is that picture changing for you?
Well, the one outstanding negative for corn, well, there's two, but they're combined. Acreage is certainly increasing and could increase a little bit more over and above the March 31st number. And we're going to have a pretty good planting season here. We're going to see maybe some record progress out west in a couple of states. Overall, I think we're slow enough in southern Indiana, Illinois, southern Missouri, Ohio, maybe that, it's going to be hard to threaten any national numbers. But nonetheless, this crop's going to go in pretty good shape. And that sets us up for a good yield in the fall with some good summer growing conditions. So big acres, maybe a big yield, that's bearish. But, man, on the demand side, as I've been talking for weeks, and I'm just one of a few or one of many talking this way, this is going to be an outstanding demand year. Exports are exceeding expectations. Ethanol's good. Livestock feeding is strong. We're trying to be bullish on that, but we're struggling against the backdrop of potentially increasing demand and, of course, a pretty negative tariff situation.
Thoughts from John Zanker, Risk Management Commodities. The number there at that office in Lafayette, 866-837-9027. On the Hat Monday Market Review, 14¾ lower July corn going to 454¼. It was a 7¼ drop on September and December contracts, 432¾ on SEP, DEES 443. Over in beans, July 1045½, down 12½. August 11 cents lower, 10.40 and a quarter. Novi, 8 and a quarter down, 10.22 and a quarter. And July wheat, 5.31 and a quarter, losing 11 and three quarters. The meats were mixed. June live cattle, 2.13.65, a pickup of 2.55. June lean hogs, though, 35 cents lower, $99 even. I'm Andy Eubank with the Monday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.